Talk with me, Anime Nay. We're here. It's episode 2, and today I'm not alone. I am not a singular person discussing AOT, but today we are two people discussing AOT. So I have my very first guest here. I'm super excited. He's super cool. All right, listen to everything that this man does, you guys. He's a music producer, a model, chef, kombucha maker, and dope-ass podcast host. He's holding in his screams right now. Everybody, welcome Koku to the podcast. Woohoo!
Hey, y'all. I'm Koku Asunwa. I'm super happy to be here. Lene is one of my greatest friends, and anime is one of my greatest loves, so put that together, and I'm ready to talk.
No, literally all me and Koku do is laugh whenever we're on each other, so I'm really excited for this. Literally all we do is crack jokes.
I got some stuff to say.
No, I was texting Koku about this. He was like, yeah, I got some stuff. I'm going to take some notes. I was like, yes, you better take these notes, Koku. Okay, cool. Yeah, so Koku is one of the hosts of the Alex and Koku podcast, which I had the pleasure of being on. Thank you again. So yeah, tell me a little about the Alex and Koku podcast.
Sweet. So the Alex and Koku podcast was spawned through quarantine. Just an idea me and Alex had because we did an Instagram live where we talked about our top 25 favorite Kanye songs. So we did it live. He read off a song each. And at the end of it, I texted him because I was like so gone off adrenaline and just like the rush of just talking about it. I was like, yo, when's the podcast happening? And like in 5 minutes he was like, yo, let's do it. So he made the artwork for it, I made the intro for it, and then we just started talking, and that was it. It was like a match made in heaven. It was so fun, and we've been doing it since I think May, so 6 months. Whew.
No, yeah, you guys have a few episodes. I think I was episode like 19 or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
We had Lene on, and we talked about anime and hip-hop, which is two things, I love very much. So it's great to finally be here to talk about anime. You know what a funny thing is?
What?
When we're talking about Naruto, Alex thought we were talking about, you know that hamster anime?
Hamster anime? What hamster anime?
It was on Cartoon Network.
It's like a legit anime, or is it a cartoon?
It might be I think it's a legit anime. He thought Naruto was something else. It was
figure out what it is, because I'm dying. Anime?
The Hamtaro?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the anime with the hamster.
Oh my god. He never thought that we were talking about what? He's never heard of Naruto?
He thought we were talking about something else.
How did that come out? Like, did you show him something? He was like, what is that?
When we were posting episode 19, and I posted a picture of like Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura, he was like, oh my god, I thought you were talking about this the whole time. And he sends a picture of this little hamster. And I was so dead.
Oh, Alex. Yeah, we couldn't have Alex on. He's not
in the anime scene. I'll represent both of us today.
Okay, speaking of openings, though, I have to give you an extra shout out. Almost forgot, because Koku, y'all, made the opening for this. And it is brilliant. Literally, when you sent me the file, I was like, I paused it, got up, literally was dancing in my room. Even when I was editing the last episode, I just kept listening to it over and over again. I was like, dang.
You don't understand how excited I was. As soon as she said, hey, could you help me with the opening for my I think within like 3 hours, like, I got you. Like, I'm here.
No, you instantly were like, I got you. Y'all, this again, if me and Koku aren't laughing, we're gassing each other up. Okay, I digress. We're gonna move on.
Okay,
so we had the first episode. First episode came out.
I watched it Monday.
Monday?
On Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll. And I also didn't know that everywhere was gonna release it. Like, I
didn't
only Funimation.
it was Hulu, Crunchyroll, YouTube.
No, for real.
Like, it was on my calculator app. It was like,
YouTube. Okay, so I thought that we could start with a recap, a quick little, you know, I say quick, but it might be like 5 minute recap of what happened in the show. Because, you know, Attack on Titan will give you so much in like 3 minutes. But okay, so season four starts and there's a war happening across the ocean from Paradis. We're in the Marlian land. And we meet three young folks who are up next to become Armor Titan. It's four of them. We meet four people who are up next to become Armor Titan. One of them is going to be. And then we also get to meet a young man who's going to become Beast Titan, and he's already been picked and chosen. Although I have some thoughts about him. So they're fighting really hard in a war that's been going on for about 4 years now. And this is pretty much like their last battle, their last stand. And basically they're in this war because other nations have been trying the Marlian Empire ever since they lost the female and Colossal Titan 4 years ago when they were in Paradis. So everything that we're seeing now is happening 4 years after season three. Okay, yeah. And we get all of that before the opening credits. We get all of that before the theme song. So I have to ask you, what do you think about the theme song?
Theme song?
Do you remember?
Oh, okay. So I don't remember it. I was distracted by the opening sequence.
Yeah.
Because it was like I was watching World War One. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like a little caught off guard about like how different it was. Because I wasn't expecting seeing guns and ships and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, what's...
Yeah.
Remind me of the theme song. What are your thoughts on it?
It's just very different. Like the other... So, okay. I will just start by saying I don't mind the theme song at all. I think it's decent, but the other theme songs were very like epic. It sounded like choirs, like tons of people were singing, and like, you know, it just reminds you of war. But this one's a little bit more like rock and roll. Like you said, I think it was kind of fitting though, because it is just different, you know, like the whole theme is about it. Literally all they're showing you like splatters of paint and like people with guns and soldiers and stuff like that. And you don't really get much at all, like visually at all during the theme. Like just watching the theme song, you can't really tell what's going on in the season at all, other than that there's war happening.
Yes. You don't get too close into the characters. At least I don't remember. Like you were saying of season one through three, you had that swelling choir, that very intense like vocal chants going throughout it. So you see Eren and like Mikasa like flying through the air, like through the whole opening sequence. This one seemed to take a step back. And maybe that's the point. Maybe it's showing the war in its entirety instead of focusing on certain characters. They're just showing like the whole landscape.
Right. So, kind of makes me think what is the season going to be, or at least what is this first part of the season going to be? You know, are we even going to really get to see Eren and everyone? But yeah, the theme was, I think there were like children singing in the background a little bit. It was like very rock and roll, kind of alternative. And yeah, there were like kids singing in the back. But yeah, it was very different. I liked it. I think it's a cool song. It was just different from what we've seen. But some people were like, how am I supposed to listen to this after hearing all the other things? I'm like, you know, I feel it.
This song don't bump in the whip.
Right?
It's not bumping. This song is not.
This song is not bumping. Okay, cool. So after the theme song, we cut back to the air and we get to see, we cut into the air and we see Rhina and Zeke, who we find out is Beast Titan now. Yes. You tell me, Koku, because this was one of the things that was ruined for me like a long time ago. So since Beast Titan came on the scene, I've known that he was Zeke. Zeke, who is Grisha's other son. But someone told me that I ruined that for somebody else. And they were like, that wasn't in the third season. And I could have sworn up and down that we found out in the third season. Maybe we didn't.
Yeah, Zeke was a blonde-haired man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was standing on the back of Beast Titan, but I always assumed that was him like coming out of his Titan body.
Right. But you know, like But was it connected that that guy, the blonde guy that was coming out of Beast Titan, was Zeke? Like, did we find that out in the last couple
episodes? Oh, I am not sure, because I think, now I think about it, I might have ruined it, because I remember reading something that said, oh, Zeke is Aaron's half-brother. I'm not, if that's a spoiler, I'm sorry.
No, but we, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to think, did I connect it before I saw that little post or whatever, or?
Same, because I read that too, and I was like, I don't know if I'm connecting that or if that was said somewhere. I don't know, mm-hmm. but regardless, we find that out during this little scene. So yeah, we get to see Armored Titan and Beast Titan, aka Rhina and Zeke. They're up in the air with a whole bunch of other soldiers. So while that's happening, we cut back down to the kids. And
I gotta put something down with the other soldiers. Before they dropped, before they assumed Titan form, the way they were just standing.
I know.
With that dumb smile on their face.
No, they literally look like mini Titans.
They look terrifying.
Terrifying. And they were terrified. And did you notice the one? There was one that literally had no facial expression. Like the person literally looked like the most defeated person I've ever seen in my life.
She didn't want to do it.
I just can't believe it. I was like, oh my God, this show is so serious.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that moment. So before all of that, we get to see Gabby, who is one of the young recruits who might become the Armored Titan. She takes down an entire war train by herself. War train that is packed with mega Titan killing machines that can kill Titans in an instant, even a Titan that's one of the nine, one of the special Titans. But she takes one out all by herself. She's a literal actress. But yeah, she takes it out. And then after, we get to see Jaw Titan and Cart Titan come out and do their thing.
Is that the official name? So,
yeah.
The quadruped Titan is Cart Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And was he new?
So Jaw Titan is, do you remember Ymir?
Yes.
Ymir? Yeah. So she got eaten by whoever, I can't remember the guy's name. But yeah, whoever is using Jaw Titan now. Yeah. So Ymir's Titan was called Jaw Titan.
Oh, okay. Because I like the way this Jaw Titan looked.
I agree. The mask.
The mask was super dope. It's like something from Bleach. I feel like that's
absolutely. Yeah,
it's super dope. Like I was thinking, oh, this character looks cool. I'm excited to see more of him.
No,
I didn't know that was Jaw Titan. Ymir was Jaw Titan. And in turn, this, okay.
Yeah, but I had to look that up too, because one night in bed, as I tend to just think about Attack on Titan right before I go to sleep, I was like, wow, what the heck was Ymir's Titan? Because, you know, Aaron has the Attack Titan, Beast Titan, all that stuff. I was like, what the heck was that Titan supposed to be? So I looked it up. And it was talking about how the Jaw Titan is supposed to be like the fastest, and its jaws can tear through anything. But yeah, I like this one though with the mask. It looks a little bit more legit. It looks a little bit more distinguishable from all the other Titans too. So yeah. And also the quadruped that we saw in season 3. That's, I guess, the specialty Titan too.
I have
to find that out on the internet, because I was like, what's up with this thing?
Yeah, I'm like, is that really a specialty? Like, you got a Titan that's 200,000 miles tall. You got a Titan that's built of diamond, basically. Then you got a guy that can, a horse.
No. Goku. Seriously, if I had to be one of the nine, and if they were like, you know what? Lene, you would serve us best as the Cart Titan. I would be like, huh? Me? For what? You're kidding. Talking about, you know what? You know what, Titan? We really need somebody to carry all of our stuff. That is exactly.
Carry our bags.
Carry the bags. Bogus.
Yo, the fact in season 3 when Beast Titan was throwing those rocks and all he was doing was going back and forth and getting the rocks.
Literally getting the rocks. Talking about, hello, I have brought forth more rocks for you. Like, That's ridiculous.
Anybody can do that.
Anybody can do that role.
Anyone can do that. Any titan can carry a rock.
Any titan can carry the rocks. And especially because, oh my God. Okay, we have to get to this point.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so she takes out the war tank or the war train. Mm-hmm. Cart Titan, Jaw Titan, they burst forth. Start attacking the other side. Looks like things are going well. So cut back to the air where Beast Titan, Armor Titan, and the other soldiers are. All the other soldiers are like wrapped up tight, looking scared, looking just, I don't even know, afraid for their lives. And in this moment, Koku, I literally thought this might be the saddest show I've ever seen because I knew that they were like, I didn't know if they were going to turn them into titans or if they were like bombs, like if they were like human bombs or what. Well, I guess either way, they were kind of like human bombs. Yeah. But I was like, wow, are they really about to just throw all of these people off of this train? I mean, off
were
of
they,
this train?
Were they sentient at that point? Like, did they know what was going on?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were just brainwashed, just ready. Like they were just the Suicide Squad. But yeah, I think they were all like in their right minds. In that moment. Damn. But yeah, so the plane opens up, tons of folks fall out of the plane, and Beast Titan or Zeke walks up to the ledge, takes a huge puff of air in, yells incredibly loudly, and everyone turns into a Titan.
Flash of lightning.
Like, so I don't even know how many Titans that was, but hella Titans fall from the sky and destroy most of the area. Then here comes Armored Titan falling out of the sky. And Rhino turns into Armored Titan and begins to tear it up. He is going crazy. So now we have him, Cart, and Jaw just tearing it up. Then who comes next but Zeke transforms into Beast Titan and legitimately they annihilate the entire area. And Beast Titan grabs a bunch of missiles. He looks at the fort, or not the fort, but the, what is it called? Like a bunch of ships?
The platoon? The fleet. The fleet. I was going to say Modern Warfare 2. I'm going to start naming Call of Duty games.
I wish I would have seen this man's face talking about platoon. We did not study war, y'all. We did not study war. I'm talking about war train thing. but yeah, so he throws a bunch of missiles at the fleet. And at the same time, though, a bunch of missiles come back at them. Armor Titan shields him. And yeah, that's pretty much how the episode ends. They win the battle. But everyone's pretty much decimated except for the nine and a few of the kids who are up to either be the next Armored Titan and the guy who's Beast Titan. And we don't know if Rhino is okay or not. It's looking like Armored Titan took the fall for Beast Titan and he's super hurt, but is he okay? Question mark.
Who knows?
Who knows? We'll find out in the next episode. How are you feeling about it?
I like the episode in total. I like meeting some of the new characters, seeing there's like kind of a hierarchy to gaining this Titan power, gaining the one of the nine Titan powers. A lot of action, a lot of sides that you get to like see kind of like they're fighting for something. It's interesting to see.
Yeah, it's like everyone's either... Well, first off, one question I have is, are there any Eldians left? Are there any of them left? Like, it seems like literally, if you're an Eldian, your life is miserable regardless of where you live. Either you live in the walls in Paradis and you're afraid for your life 24/7, or you live over here in the Marlian land and you're literally just cattle and war soldiers. And I'm like, are there any people left at this point? Like, everyone's just being used and abused, basically. But since you're saying that about what everyone's fighting for, question, do you like Rhino and Zeke? Like, are you team Beast Titan, Armored Titan? Like, where are you at in that stance?
I'm conflicted.
Okay.
When I found out Ryder and was it Bertolt?
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier, when I found out they were Beast and Colossal. And like we were still kind of confused why they were doing this. I hated them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was like, these guys are scum of the earth, these guys killing their comrades and going to eat at the mess hall the same day. I was like, yo, this is the definition of like, you gotta, like, you can't trust no one. Trust no one. But as like you were saying in your last episode, like the coup stuff started happening, the government things and like stuff started to clear up. I don't know. I that's to be too philosophical, but there is no winning sides in war. So like,
yeah,
everyone's fighting for a certain reason, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. I'm super conflicted. Like we were saying at this point, if you're LDN, you really are not winning regardless of what mm-hmm. side you're on. And it's kind of sad that it's literally like, well, what it seems like it's going to end up being with Aaron, like once Aaron and them enter the scene, it's going to be like Eldians versus Eldians, because mm-hmm. it's not even like Aaron and the other side, all the people from Paradir coming to strictly battle Marleyans, because the Marleyans are using the Eldians in all mm-hmm. of their, in all of their battles. So I don't know. It's a tough one. I feel like Zeke is an interesting character. I want to know more about how mm-hmm. he got the role of Beast Titan and all of that different stuff, because I don't know. I'm like, how did he turn out to be like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Beast Titan, any thoughts on his like his whole character at all?
When I first saw Beast Titan, I think he popped up at the end of season one, maybe mm-hmm. end of season two. I was like, oh, they about to introduce someone crazy. And it proved so. Like, he's there. When he shows up, you know, like, someone's going to die. Like, he does not play. Like, he does not play at all.
How long do you think Beast Titan has been Beast Titan? Because, you know, they can only have their... they can only claim that Titan for 13 years. So I'm kind of wondering about that.
I also had a question too, because I think it was Ymir
mm-hmm.
who said how she was talking to Reiner and Bertolt or somebody, and they said they were like walking around the walls as a mindless Titan for a long time. Like, did they say over 100 years?
So Ymir, she was walking, like she was wandering for 60 years.
60 years. Mm-hmm. So you can stay a Titan for well beyond your age.
I guess so. Yeah. I feel like Titans probably live forever.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they don't need anything other than sunlight. So I guess as long as they have sunlight.
So
they're alive.
I think Beast Titan's probably been Beast Titan, I'm going to say, for a while now. So season four takes place 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before or after season three ends.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be less than 9 years, or he could be in his final year as of season four. So I'm going to say between 5 and 9 years, he's been Beast Titan.
Well... Okay, so what did you guess?
I thought you were about to drop a... He's like, well, you just transformed to Beast Titan.
No, I was going to say that. Okay, so when everything first happened, when Aaron and all of them were children, that between mm-hmm. there and the end of season three was 5 years.
Okay.
And then after that until now was 4 years. So it's been in total 9 years. But we didn't see Beast Titan until Aaron, Mikasa, and everyone was a scout. So he could have not have been Beast Titan back then. So I don't know. In my head, he was Beast Titan then and probably a little bit before then. But also, maybe not. We have no clue. Maybe he's fresh. Maybe he's not.
True.
But I guess also we can assume that since there's already someone picked to become the next Beast Titan, it's probably been a while. Do you think they'll end up becoming, do you think Colt, I guess is his name, do you think Colt will end up being Beast Titan before the show ends? Like, do you think we'll get to see him as Beast Titan?
I think so. I don't think they'll introduce a character just, and for that character to have like a, like imagine Naruto not becoming Hokage at the end of. But since they introduced that and set it up, like he will end up. Also, that's kind of messed up. So like, they're still going to be, they have to be eaten.
Yeah, like, but that's my point though. Like, Zeke is going to be gone once he's eaten, but we don't need, like, Zeke is such a pivotal character to me and we need to know so much more. I'm like, that can't be happening soon. Like, we can't be, like, Zeke can't be leaving soon. But also, I have some thoughts about the little kids, like, what their role is in this whole thing. I'm kind of feeling, okay, so bear with me here. This is literally shooting in the dark.
Is this like, is this a conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy
section of the podcast?
It's about alert, alert, conspiracy, alert. But something in me, I think I might have touched on this in the last episode, but I just feel like the revolution's not over. Like, once Grisha and all of the faction that was, all of the Eldians that were, like, trying to secretly overthrow the Marlin government, once most of them were taken out, do you think everything ended? Do you think the revolution was done and just stopped?
Oh, no. There's definitely some, like, hidden, like, Splinter Cell agents and things like that.
So
about to pop out.
I feel like one of these kids is that. I feel like one of them, maybe, I feel like maybe Colt and even his little brother. I feel like both of them were sent to be armored and Beast Titan. Like, their parents were like, y'all have to do this. Y'all have to get a Titan because we need y'all in the revolution.
Imagine that responsibility. Like,
that responsibility.
Yo.
But, I mean, I can see it. Grisha tried to get his son to do it. So, I don't know. Possibly so. Because I'm like, why would you introduce us to all of these kids who are trying to be armored Titan? Like, it's so clear that Gabby is the strongest. So why even make Falco a player in this whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And that starts to just make me think about Colt. And I was like, he just doesn't seem like he can stomach it all either. Like, he doesn't seem like he would be a good Beast Titan. You know, he seems a little bit, him and his brother are both compassionate. And how can you really be the leader of the nine, you know, or not the leader of the nine, but the war chief, I guess they were saying the Beast Titan was. How can you be the war chief if you're that compassionate to the other side? I don't know.
Just a thought. Okay, I like that. I didn't get all that. Like, you're, because it makes sense. Like, you were like analyzing every character.
Yeah, but honestly, I can also say I was looking for that. Like, this whole time, I've been wondering, is there gonna be more to this whole, you know, Eldian thing? Like, are the rest of the Eldians literally just going along with their fate? I don't know.
So do you think this will stay as a time skip? Do you think, like, we'll see 4 year older Eren and 4 year older Armin and Mikasa?
I do. I don't think that they're going to, I think that by the time Eren, Mikasa, Armin, and all of them arrive, they're going to give us a conversation between, like, Mikasa and Armin saying what they've been doing for the past 4 years. Like, I think, I think the show is literally, Mikasa's going to be like, wow, thank God we've been prepping for 4 years doing drill. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Like, oh, you really mastered the Colossal Titan form. Right? Now you can transform 3 times in a day. Like, just things like that.
Literally, and then we're gonna get like still animated shots of like arms coming out of Colossal Titan, and we're gonna be like, oh yes, nice.
You gotta still like has those guns and like the sword suit, like.
No. Yes.
Also, I want to talk about, because you mentioned last episode on the recap, Armin getting Colossal Titan over Erwin, and I kind of wanted Erwin to get it.
Yeah, I can't lie. In real time, when I was first watching the episode, I absolutely was like, they're going to get it to Erwin. Like, they have no choice. He is He is the best. Scouts. Right, he's the best.
So cool. You don't. Okay, go ahead.
Like, would could Armin lead a bunch of soldiers to their death? No, I don't think if Armin was at the front, like, all right, y'all, we're gonna have to charge Beast Titan. I know it's gonna be rough, but we gotta do what we gotta do. Do I think that they would follow him? Absolutely not. Like, that's definitely Erwin's job. But it is true that Armin has literally figured everything out. Like, every single thing. When he was like, check the walls in season 3, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
I'm so like, good.
Well, I'm like, who told this man to think about it? Like, oh my God. So how do you feel about it now though? You feel the same way?
I just really liked Erwin. Like when they were in that battle outside of the forest and like everything went to shit and like, oh sorry. Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
Okay. halfway in the episode.
Right.
I guess.
Okay.
Everything went to shit, and he got his arm bit off. I thought he was dead there. I was like, oh damn, there goes Erwin. But then he comes through. It's like, no, soldiers, keep fighting. I'm like, this is the hardest man in anime.
Literally, he's hanging out of a Titan's mouth, arm now missing, talking about charge forth, keep going,
protect Erwin.
No, I'm like, what?
Protect yourself. Protect your arm.
I'm like, hold up. See, at that moment, I would have been like, I gotta go.
If I was Erwin, I'm like, oh, they biting arms? All right, I'm done. Right,
come on. Hell no. My arm is gone? And then even in season 3, when he dies, like, seeing the boulders, like, there's, like, chunks coming out of him, and he survives that. He's still alive. I cannot believe this.
My heart dropped when that one soldier comes, like, I found him. He's okay. I was like, oh, damn. Like, they're going to have to choose. This is going to be, I feel like that scene was so good because, like, you have two sides. Like, no, this is our leader. He's got us through everything. He's the only reason why we're at this point. Then it's like, Armin's like, no, Armin, like, saved us from this ambush. Like, he knew. So it was like, I thought that scene was brilliantly.
It was brilliant. But to be honest, it made me look at Mikasa and Eren a little negatively because I'm like, literally everyone else has died. Like, I get that Armin is a key. He's key to everything that's happened so far. He's key to the revolution. But at the same time, everyone has died.
Everyone.
It's not fair to be like, I want Armin to live, so he's gonna live at all. Like, literally hundreds of people have died now in that one. But I didn't see it coming once Levi said that he was going to inject Erwin. I 100% thought that was going to be the end of it. And I was very surprised when he decided to do Armin instead. But I think it was a good move, though. I think with
Armin. It was definitely.
Yeah, I think with them all getting older and stronger, I feel like he is the best choice to be Colossal Titan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really want Mikasa to get a Titan.
You know how no one's going to be able to stop Mikasa if she gets a Titan. Like, she'll be unstoppable.
If she gets
Jaw Titan, you know how much she'll be flipping?
Boy, she's out of here. There is no catching her.
No catching her. Even when she was fighting Annie, she almost took her out.
Literally.
Almost her and Levi took everybody
out. She was this close. Every single time, this close, I was like, Mikasa, if you don't make that final KO, girl, you need to get these KOs. What do you think that they're doing right now in parody? Like, what do you think they're doing to prepare? Or do you think they're preparing?
I think they're preparing. Like you said, they're probably training. I feel like Armin's probably coming up with tactics, mastering Colossal Titan. I feel like Mikasa's getting new gear, teaching probably new recruits and stuff. Then Eren's probably just mastering his Titan ability. I feel like all they're doing is like preparing and getting new recruits and, you know, ready to fight. Or they're probably just still at the beach, just looking at the ocean. No, literally,
chilling at the beach, party. Who do you think that guy was at the end of the episode?
Remind me.
So at the end of the episode, like everyone in the town, I guess this is the end of the, this is like the last part of the recap. So everyone in the town is celebrating. They're finding out through the paper that they won the battle at the fort. Then there's a guy who picks up a newspaper and he kind of like checks it out, looks at it a little bit, and he walks off. I'm going to just tell you, I think it was Jean. Now, I know that's crazy because how would he be there? How would he be there? But who else is it? Why? Like, it just looks like the, okay, also he looks like the character design of what Jean is supposed to look like now.
Okay.
Like, it's just like a dude with a hat and brown hair. That's all we see.
Jean was the, one of the mercenary guys?
Jean was the, he's in the scouts, but he's like, you remember Connie and Sasha? And then there's the guy, Jean, who was like, I'm trying to figure out how to describe him. So in the final battle with Armored Titan.
Oh. Okay, yeah, yeah, I see him. I see him now.
But I know that's insane, but I'm just like, who else could that be? It looks like him. And at some point, they have to bring these other people in. But I'm also thinking that it could have been him because there has to be some sort of intel going back to Parody. Like, they have to know that Marley is in a war. Like, they have to know all of these things to just not have attacked them yet. Like, I feel like they were buying their time, like, using the war and all that stuff to train. But how would they know that within the walls unless someone was able to infiltrate?
They can't go in blind. Like, they
That makes sense. Like, they don't, they wouldn't want to go in blind. I have to know, how do you think this is all going to play out?
Like, how season four is going to end?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I ultimately, it's probably going to end like, I don't know. Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I literally can't even put into words what I think is going to happen. Like, I can't even sum it all up because I think that the end is going to be, like, crazy.
Either it's going to end in a bloodbath or it's going to end, like, on a truce or, like, a understanding or something like that. Like, I don't know if, like, who's that queen? Historia? I don't know if she's going to pop up and, like, say, oh, everyone stop or something like that. I don't know. Either it's going to end like in a bloodbath or some type of Titan ability where, like, instead of just controlling Titans, Eric can control everyone. It's like, everyone stop. And they all, like, calm down or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But either way, I think it's going to be very climactic. Like, it's going to be something changing the whole world.
No, I agree. What are you most excited for to see in this season?
I'm excited to see the other nine Titans. Because we have like six so far, right?
So far, we have eight.
Oh, wow, we have eight?
Yeah, we have eight out of the nine. There's one last one that we haven't seen at all, but we don't know who's controlling the Cart Titan or the Jaw Titan. So do you want to name all of them?
Okay. There's the Air Titan, which is like the conductor, the coordinate, the coordinate.
The coordinate. But yeah, the founding. So Aaron has the founding and the attack. Yeah, the coordinate.
Aaron has a founding and the attack?
Yeah. So Grisha was the attack Titan, and then he ate the founding Titan girl.
Oh, well, okay, true. Oh, man. I feel like I missed so much, but like, no, okay.
I've seen the show so many times, and I'm still like, what?
there's Colossal, which is Armin now. There's Beast, which is Zeke. There's Armored, which is Reiner. There's Jaw, which is unknown. There's Quadruped / Cart, which is unknown. There's Annie. What's her official name?
Female Titan.
That's it?
Yeah.
Female.
Yeah, at least I'm pretty sure the episode was called, like, when she first appears, the episode is called Female Titan.
Yeah, but I feel like she should have a cooler name than that. I agree. Like gender Titan.
Let me look it up.
Then the eighth one is, oh, is that all? That's all of them, right?
Beast, Colossal, Armored, Founding, Attack, Jaw, Cart, and then there's one more.
Okay, so that's the one. That's one I'm excited to see. I'm excited for New Titans. I'm always excited to see. Actually, I'm excited to see just all of them. I'm excited to see what Levi's going to do. Levi's always dope as hell. I'm excited to see Armin, Eren, Mikasa. I'm excited to see Annie. Maybe she's free of the crystal shell. Yeah. I think I'm just excited to see the characters and how they are doing now. What about you? What's season four mean to you? I don't know what that means. That wasn't a correct sentence.
Season four means to me. No, same. The thing that I'm the most excited for is to meet these other Titans and just to see, you know, how they live as Eldians and how they cope with the fact that they are turning their people into Titans, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And like, they are Titans themselves now, and all of the stress and that bears on them and their family. So I'm excited to see who they are, and just kind of what their personalities are like and where their head is at, you know, because like Bertholdt, Annie, and Rhina, like all of them at a certain point were empathetic to mm-hmm. the Eldians on the other side, and they all kind of had moments of relapsing and moments of not wanting to carry out their orders. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what's up with them for real.
Yeah.
I'm also interested to see this Gabby girl. I want to know more about her. She's trying to take the whole thing on her back.
She's cold. She's smart, strong. She made that grenade freaking boomerang.
Boomerang.
I don't know what to call it.
Oh, shoot. One thing that we did not talk about, Beast Titan can create Titans with his voice.
Ah. Do you think he was creating them, or is he like activating like the Titan gene or whatever? Because that's what I thought it was. Because like, when I was looking at the people in the plane, some of them looked like Titans already. Like, they had, not to like shame them, they had weird faces. But like, I thought like he was like activating them.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I agree. But I felt like that had to have been a thing, because even when he turned Connie's hometown, all of them, into Titans like forever ago, I'm like, there's no way that one guy had a syringe and was going around injecting one by all one. These people with spinal fluid. Ooh, here's another one for you. Do you think that Paradis is manufacturing the vial to turn people into Titans? Because now that they know that it's like the spinal fluid and that you can make the stuff, like, you know, why not just turn Eren into a Titan and then get his spinal fluid so that they have tons of, that's what I would do, so that when they attack, if any of them has the chance to eat a Titan, they can just do it right then and there.
I would hope not, because I feel like, I mean, I know it's like for the greater good,
mm-hmm.
but
like, let's stop creating Titans.
Yeah, let's stop creating Titans, man. Let's stop. There's... Yeah, I would hope not. Because when we saw the scene where they were turning people to Titans, like on that wall and kicking them down and stuff, it seems so sad. It seems so terrible.
It's awful.
And they just wander around aimlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These Titans live. And I'm assuming I guess they don't remember unless they become a founding Titan, but I mean, they must be cognitive of what's going on. Maybe they don't want to do it. Maybe they have like the back of their minds like, no, I don't want to do this, but they have no control. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to know more. I would like to know more about the psychology of a Titan. Like, what actually going on? Are they connected at all to their... Well, I mean, Ymir said that she knew she had been coming around for 60 years and it was, like, torturous. So, dang.
It's tough.
That is terrible. This show is so sad.
So sad. I got a question. Mm-hmm. If you could fight anyone from Attack on Titan, who would it be? Like, just a one-on-one warfare fight.
Man. Okay. Me wanting to win, Armin. I'm fighting Armin all day, every day. I'm beating Armin ass, boy. Period. Now, if it's like, I want to challenge and I just want to see Annie. I think Annie was cold. And
Annie was like, cold.
I feel like her... Like, am I fighting her human form?
Yeah. You just like...
I don't think we get to, I'm sad we never really get to see... We saw her fight... what's his name? We saw her fight Aaron, but it was like, you know, a semi-battle. I want to see her fight. I feel like she's raw.
She even like when she was taking out the other military police, like I was like, this must be goddamn God for her to be taking out all these military police in her base form.
Base level form. This woman was swinging through. She took out some of Levi's crew before she even became Armored Titan. I mean,
before she came to Titan again. Yeah. I was like, how are they going to win? Like when they were fighting Armored Titan, I was like, they can't beat him because he can harden any part. He can cover the nape of his neck. He can, like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
They still didn't beat him technically. Like,
Still didn't beat him. Came close, but not close enough. Okay, who are you fighting, Koku?
This is out of just a pure grudge. Commander Keith.
Who is that?
The guy, the bald-headed guy who, like, trained all of them.
Okay, yeah. Why? What's the...
At the end of season 3, when we found out he's the one that, like messed up Aaron's belt because, like, his mom said something to him. Like, his mom, Aaron's mom was like, oh, you dusty or something.
Yeah, whatever she said, that hit him hard. He held on to that forever. I'm like,
wait, 30 years to sabotage this young boy's chances?
Yeah, I'm like,
he's a sick man.
Why was it just not more of a thing that Grisha was found outside of the walls? Why was that not more of a... If I was a scout or if I was just a part of the crew, like, I can't remember what they're called, the ones that, like, protect the walls, but if I was in that little crew and I was looking down and I saw a human being, literally, and I saw a little human being, I would be like, nah, you don't know him. Anybody know him? Nah, I ain't chancing it. I'm not chancing it because who are you and how did you get over there?
You can't just be walking around.
Right, and the fact that Grisha walked up to the wall, like, what is this structure? What's going, like, nah, see, you don't even know what that is? Nah.
You don't know what a wall is? there's a lot of great characters, a lot of characters that I really felt invested in.
I agree. I totally agree.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't like Annie, not as a character. I just didn't like her.
Yeah,
I feel actually, like she was written well. Like, she's a good character, but she was so good it made me dislike her. I felt betrayed. Like, I just, like, it's like you killed these, like, the way that she so nonchalantly would slap, like, people away. And I know, like, she kind of, like, spared Armin, but, like, these other guys have family too, and, like, she just kills them.
Yeah,
and, like, I know they're all fighting for a reason, but I was like, damn. And she's so good that
she definitely killed the most people for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Killing folks. Do you think that she'll get saved?
I I don't know. Maybe someone's just going to eat her in that shell. Maybe someone just, maybe Armin's going to pick her up. But I think she's going to get like some retribution. I feel like she's going to like, she might be like the, one of the, like, if there's a peace treaty, she might be the one to cause it. She might be conscience in that thing. It's like, she comes out one day, it's like, I see what you guys did. I understand now. She might be like the one to foster a peace treaty.
Maybe. I think part of her backstory is that she really went into the training program or whatever to become a Titan because her family needed her to. I mean, they reference her dad waiting for her to come back home multiple times. And it seemed like she didn't come from a great family background. And this was kind of like a need for her. Like, she didn't really, she didn't have an option. So it would be cool to see how she actually feels about everything. Just the differences between how the Eldians feel, like how Gabby's like, I want to prove that all Eldians aren't bad. That's her mission. And I don't really know if that's Annie's mission. I feel like Annie might just be fighting just, for her family. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Do you have any other questions about anything that's happening in the show so far?
No, I think I'm just very excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, same. For now, I think I understand most of everything.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the same page with them. I think we're still there. But yeah, we'll see next episode what transpires. I guess the next episode, we'll get to see the hometown, more of the Marley land, more of what's going on over there across the ocean. We'll get to see more guns and technology and all that crazy stuff. Stuff that has not been a part of Attack on Titan at all.
I think it's so funny when they introduce guns in anime. Because, imagine Aaron pulls up and someone just shoots him.
Literally. That literally just ruined the whole everything. Like, Finn's gone.
I think my favorite scene in My Hero Academia is when they were fighting in the forest. And that guy with that gun, like he just his power was just a gun, and he just shoots a kid. I was like, damn.
Yes, one of them in My Hero literally just has gun power, and that's just crazy. I would not expect that. That's wild. That's your quirk.
He pulled out a 9. Quirk.
Imagine him at like 12 having that quirk.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like this.
Right, like that's a little dangerous.
I want to know that, like, how are they preparing for the inevitable battle between Eren and, like, they know they have Colossal Titan on their side now. Like, I want to know, like, how they're going to set this up.
Yeah, I feel like things have to be kind of bleak, though. I mean, they're right now they're coming back from war. Mm-hmm. Like, they've literally been battling for 4 years. So, well, I guess they have some fresh new recruits. They're about to take over. Ooh.
Also, if I was Reiner, I'd be scared of Eren because, like, he almost beat my ass that first time.
Multiple times. Like, for real.
Multiple times. Outside the wall, he had to call Colossus for help.
Literally. Yes. Yes.
So, I'll be afraid. I was like, oh, man, this nigga probably tough now.
Right. He ain't nothing to play with. This close. And there were so many times when they were this close. When Levi straight up stabbed Reiner in the neck, and he should have died, and then he transferred his... We're not even going to get into that. That's the most ridiculous ability I've ever heard of.
What did that even mean?
What does that mean? Like,
he transferred his conscience to his foot?
No, seriously. Like, that... Come on. So he's literally almost immortal at this point?
Yeah.
And is that an ability that Armored Titan should have? Like, I feel like he already is made of armor.
Yeah. Like, why? They try to show, like, the anatomical view of it, like, how he did it. It's like, this still doesn't make sense.
Right, it still doesn't make sense. Yeah, they're going to show the spine. I'm like, listen, you showing me the bones inside of his body, the muscles, his freaking spine is not proving anything to me. It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't help at all.
Doesn't help at all, but I guess we'll go along with you.
Yeah.
I guess we can't just kill him. Okay, cool. Well, I don't really have any other questions for real about the show either at this point. I guess we're just gonna see what happens in episode 2. Hopefully we get a few more answers to our questions about these little kids. I would like to know more. Hopefully we get to see more of Zeke and get to meet him for real this time. But yeah, thanks Koku for joining me in our very first episode with a guest, and what a first guest you were.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Like I said, as soon as he told me that you had this idea for this podcast, I was instantly like overjoyed. I was like, this is going to be the greatest podcast on the web. I was like, oh man.
If you're listening,
like take this as pride, because you're listening to a podcast that's about to be number one in all the charts. This is amazing.
All right, Koku, don't hype me up. See, what did I tell y'all? If we're not laughing, it's nothing but gas over here. It's nothing but juice over here. If you're not hyping your friends' podcast up like this, then what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And also, while you're listening, make sure you go check out the Alex and Koku. I almost said Poku.
Yo, I'm done. Matter of fact, delete this. Don't listen to this podcast. It's over.
Make sure you guys go check out the Alex and Koku podcast. It's so entertaining. Y'all two are freaking hilarious, as you can tell from all the laughs here on Big Titan Talk. So yeah, make sure you guys go follow them. Plug yourself, Koku. Give them your at name.
You can find me at Kenny Samoa. That's K-E-N-I, then Samoa, like the cookie, on Instagram, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud.
Hey, yes. You should check out his music too if you want more tunes.
Like the intro. There's a little cool stuff like that you can find floating around.
All right, y'all. Until next time, see ya.